It's just over a week since my last monologue was recorded, so I reckon it's about time I did another one. And what I'd like to talk about today is there's a couple of things that, shall we say, irritate me at the moment. And I suppose it's partly down to the media bringing these things to light, but also the way that people do react. And I think we all accept the fact that we do need to cut back on public spending in this country at the moment, not just in this country but in many, many other countries, and we're seeing austerity measures, as they call them, coming in. But there's a couple of things that have come up that I find a little bit unsettling. The first thing is that it seems to be whatever is going to get cut, that people everywhere seem to think that they are a special case and shouldn't get cut. I've heard people appealing for non-cuts to budgets which in reality should never ever be coming out of the public purse anyway. I'm not going to name any of them, but I'm sure everybody who listens to this will identify some public spending that in reality should never be public spending, yet these seem to be the vociferous ones that are saying that, you know, things, bad things will happen if their funding gets cut. The other thing is that the scaremongering tactics from certain sections of the public sector as to how bad things are going to get, and just as an example, I will actually not name names, but point to one particular example about a policeman who was recently on the television explaining how the crime will increase as a result of this public sector cut. So I think we all need to accept that we do need to cut back on public spending. It is what it is. We all need to trim our budgets, and I think we need to accept that budgets do need to be reduced to get the public spending under control. That's the first one. The second one, slightly allied to that, and I avoided using the word job losses in the first part, because the second part of what I want to say is every time we talk about budget cuts, cuts in public spending, the first thing that comes out is job losses. Now, I've been involved in putting budgets together, managing budgets, cutting budgets for business now for many years, and the first thing that you look at when you have to cut a budget or put a budget together is not how many people you can get rid of. It's the last thing. So why can't we look at everything else first? Cut back the expenditure. I've seen 15-20% cut out of budgets before without people losing jobs. So that's not the first thing we should be talking about. However, there is a tendency, and I believe it is media-driven, to look for the worst possible news, and the worst possible news is job losses. So as soon as there's a 25% cut in public sector spending announced, then there's got to be an equivalent job loss number to go with it. Well, it doesn't really work like that, I'm afraid. Anybody who knows anything about budgets will realise that is not how it works. So let's have a little bit of moderation in the way we look at these things. Accept it is what it is.